Bream. Republicans say Amy Coney Barrett is highly qualified to sit on the high court. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news I have about the week ahead is very good. A beautiful string of days and no hurricanes in the Gulf this week. Tonight, look for mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature 66. Tomorrow and Wednesday, both very nice days with lots of sunshine, highs in the low to mid 80s, low humidity, and cooler nights. I think we'll be down to 58 by dawn on Wednesday morning. And the second cold front of the week on Thursday night arrives. That'll set the stage for even cooler nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The Senate. You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
Does
you know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running.
That is,
and I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
I know what it is.
You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running.
That I don't.
I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
You can vote.
You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
I don't know what to do.
You know,
just turn him off, I guess.
Oh, well. Sleepy.
I can't play our new stuff because he won't shut up.
it's on there.
It's coming. It's coming through here. Let's see what this does. Now that's some more. Because this is some very behind the scenes stuff, folks. Y'all, you know, people don't. You don't usually get this kind of a look behind the curtain.
That's raw we are.
So yeah, we do it just so you can.
We have nothing to hide.
Nothing to hide. We're very transparent.
We have nowhere to hide.
Let's see if he's still there.
I'm running.
He's still there.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, this is the Health and Wealth Show.
That's why I'm running.
That's why, yeah, I would run too. Yeah, you should. He's running for Senate.
Hey, they're spying on us.
I think so, because
that's
this
Antifa sabotage.
I don't know where this is coming from.
You know, we have to come together.
Invaded our computer.
I just don't know. Now, see, Rosie's coming to look. This is our stuff right here. And that's where I got it from. So I don't know. But
we got to
move on.
Yes, we do.
And what are you going to do?
For the Senate.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to run for the Senate.
That's crazy. I don't know. I have no idea where it's coming from. Welcome back, man.
It's in a loop there. I don't know.
Yeah, I had a big thing to play for you.
Maybe we can play it later on.
We had dancing girls coming in. And,
yes, well, you can still send them at night.
We had a conjurer and a plate juggler, and it's just
a laser light show.
Thank you. A laser light show.
Yeah.
Midgets. I mean, we had all kinds of stuff.
All.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The human cannonball.
Yes. You know,
you guys are killing me.
One year we were talking about the circus, and they said they actually got
Mayor Fulmer to be the human cannonball.
Oh, no.
But when they shot him out, he shot back.
You know? Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds like it. That sounds like it.
Yeah, that's why I'm running.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
That's crazy.
You know,
everything's crazy.
They are spying on us. You know, I want to read something here that I got from Donald Trump. He emails me every now and then. He said, Obama, Biden, Crooked Hillary, and many others got caught in a treasonous act of spying, yes, and government overthrow, a criminal act. How is Biden now allowed to run for president? Urgent. Biden, Obama, and Hillary spied on the Trump campaign.
Then he took the lid off of all, he unsealed all those, was it unredacted?
Yeah. So
all the documents.
Said, hey, this is the biggest political scandal in history. Sleepy Joe, lying Obama, and Crooked Hillary led a plot by spying on my campaign and then blame it on the Russians. Biden shouldn't even be allowed to run. He got caught. Now he needs to pay the price. The liberals are always been trying to take me down. And more importantly, they've been trying to take all you out there down.
Exactly.
Think about it. Someone said the stock market went up today.
Come on, man.
You know, maybe, just maybe, they think that Trump is going to win. I'm telling you, in my opinion, this is my opinion, and I've read a lot about it, and I'm sticking to it. Mm-hmm. If Obama wins, that's not good for business, guys.
No.
Think about it. How on earth can it be good for business, for the stock market, if we have a liberal in there that wants a piece of our pie? And so they spy.
He's still there.
That's not right.
He's still in there. Get rid of that guy.
That's what he hears in his head all day long.
You know, mm-hmm.
Just
so
looping.
The name of this show is They Want Your Pie, So They Spy. You know?
On every girl and every guy.
Yeah, I mean, telling you, if they did not want to do all these things, for example, Pelosi, she's bringing a bill aiming to remove Trump from executive duties. I think it's Amendment 25.
It's the 25th Amendment. And she says it has nothing to do with Trump. You know, the funny thing is, it could have something to do with Biden.
Because, you know.
Come together, that's why I'm running.
Yeah.
I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
For Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy what they want us to believe that they're spying to help us, you know, or that they didn't spy. There's so many things that Trump is trying to declassify right now. You know, the Russian stuff. He doesn't want it redacted. He wants all of it where we can read about it. And then there's this resistance. Why won't they let us see the truth?
Because the FBI, the CIA, they're all in on it. That's why.
Well, what does that say about our country? I mean, we live in a great country, but
it may not be ours.
Maybe someone owns it besides the right wing. Maybe it's the left wing that's tilting a little bit here.
Could be.
All want to go to the parties. Yeah. They all want to go to the same parties. Mm-hmm. They all want to, you know, it's a social club.
Yeah.
Sit at the cool kids' table. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. But when you smash storefronts and you tear up things and you topple statues, you know, what kind of people are you? Who does that? Who tears up history and throws it away? Who says, let's just rewrite history? Let's put it away somewhere in a museum where we can't look at it. Matter of fact, let's put it in an attic in a museum and lock the door and let dust gather on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, are you that much ashamed of the past that you want to rewrite history? What is wrong with this country? I mean, you know, you say you're for someone. You say you're with someone, and then you turn around and you destroy the business? Oh, we got a call.
Maybe it's Joe Biden. Tell us how to turn this thing off.
Okay.
You're on the air with David and Matthew. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Hello, Mr. David.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you again, Paul, for saving my situation there down there in Florida. That was pretty rough.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. And so how's business? How's business with you, Paul?
It's slowing down. I went and did a new customer today that a referral, and they were very happy. And he owns a bunch of properties, and he said, I will never use anybody else but you.
Now, Paul is with...
That's good.
Paul is with his... He owns his own company. Tell him about your company, Paul.
I own Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning Company. I'm a locally owned guy. And if you'll call me, I can guarantee that I will probably beat everybody's price in this
city. Now, that I can vouch for.
Paul's the man.
That I can vouch for. try $25 versus $750 almost.
And he didn't even need anything else.
No, man. I tell you, some of the stuff that people feed you. Now, you know, most of the time, you know, they're not that far off base. They might want to charge you, you know, quite a bit more, but not that much more. The difference between $25
and the lingering clowns from this morning.
What happened?
I got no. It's just haunted, man.
Okay.
It's just...
So, Paul, what do you think? Now, I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but if someone called you up and all they needed was a thermostat, what do you think something like that would cost versus the $750 these guys wanted?
$175.
That is the most fair price. You know, I mean, would have been so glad to pay $175 for that.
Call Paul. He's not going to try and upsell you.
There you go. No. I mean... I told the treasury of the condo association, and guess what, Paul? I didn't tell you this, but they think they would like to talk to you.
Well, uh-oh. I would love to talk to them.
Yeah. So we'll set something up because, you know, $6,000 or $7,000 for a heating and cooled unit is entirely too much down there. And you told me about how much you could put in there. It was like almost half. So. Oh, that's unbelievable.
So Paul could have a business card that says, have gauges, we'll travel.
Yeah, and I will.
There you go. Give everybody a number, Paul. Thank you. Give them your number.
334-669-6693.
So say it one more time.
334-669-6693.
Remember,
that's
y'all.
That's a good one to remember.
Remember, y'all, call Paul.
Call Paul.
Hey, I like that. So you've got, now you have a professional advertiser that just came up with a saying for you. Remember, y'all, call Paul. I love it.
And he's put that on his business cards, y'all.
Yeah, remember, y'all, call Paul.
All your heating and air needs.
Yes. There you go. You know, half price Paul.
Who do you have on with you tonight?
Well, it's me and Matthew and Rusty and some spy that keeps on saying he wants to get
Joe
elected.
Joe Biden keeps.
I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
Okay. Well, Matthew knows about my service. He calls all the time.
Yeah, man. He takes real good care of us. I'll tell you what. He shows up right on time and gets it done.
Yeah. All right, Paul, one more time. The name of your business and your phone number.
Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning, 334-669-6693.
All right, so you got something on Facebook?
I do. It's Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning on Facebook.
And a website?
I do not have one yet.
I will. Hey, you got Facebook. That's something. That's
he's a sight to see, especially when he gives you the estimate. That'll be a sight to see, too.
Or you'll faint. He'll be patting you on the hand.
That's all.
He'll be pulling out the smelling sauce, woken you up. Thanks, Paul. We appreciate it, man.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it, man. I really do.
No problem. Go Trump.
Go Trump.
Thank you, Paul.
See you later.
And get that fool off of that.
Yeah, you were telling me how good he treated you.
He saved me about $725.
The fool's still there.
He is.
I'm telling you. Well, you know,
Paul knows his stuff, man. He's really good. It's a small operation, so he picks up the phone.
Yep.
You know what you're getting.
And I owe him a favor, and I'm telling everybody. You know, this is how it works, guys. Whenever someone treats you right, and I was so enthused when I saved $725 on my air conditioner down in Florida. And he told me over the phone how to put that thermostat in there. I know a lot of folks probably would have known how to do it. But, you know, thermostats are something that you have to watch out for. You can either get burned or you can freeze to death, you know. And retirement plans are the same way. You can either get burned or your retirement plan could get on freeze. In other words, not go anywhere, get stuck in a rut. They said the stock market went up today. Not sure how much it went up, but, you know, our programs, when the stock market goes up too, but it locks in. You know, we lock in the gains. We lock them in. So, you know, everybody, once they're a year old, lock in those gains, and you don't have to worry about it. And here's the other thing. If the market goes down, you don't lose anything you put in, plus the bonuses or any kind of returns you've had from previous years, all locks in. And it's so wonderful. People asking me, why did the stock market go up? Your guess is as good as mine. There's probably something in the background there causing it. I don't know exactly what it is, other than the fact that so many people are telling me, don't you think that this is being caused because most people think Trump really's got it in the bag? I'm going, well, you couldn't tell that by looking or reading the fake news media.
Mm-hmm.
They want it to sound like he's going to lose by a long shot. I've been reading a bunch of thing and material that says that he's going to win big time. He's going to win by a little bit in a lot of states. You know, the electoral vote, the thing that they want to take away from us. The Democrats want to take away, again, history, historic things. We've gone on with this electoral vote for how many years has it been going on? Since what, 1776?
There's a reason that it's in place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and our forefathers knew that if it had to do with popular vote, it would just be a disaster from the get-go.
It's not.
And anybody
fair.
That believes in, I saw a meme the other day, and you know, it really made me think. I thought, that's a really good analogy. It said, if you trust mail-in voting so much, mm-hmm. why don't you take $500 in cash,
saw that,
put it in an envelope, address it to yourself, and drop it in the mail.
Right.
How many people do you know that would do that?
I got something funny I'll tell you. I put $200 worth of cheap stuff offshore there. What do you call it? Rum in a box. And they said, this would be fine. It got lost.
Somebody drank your rum.
Exactly. So this was the airlines, man. The airlines. And I asked them, I said, what do you think happened to it? And they said, well, probably somebody in the airlines drank it.
And that's why your luggage never gets where it's supposed to be.
So you put $500 in the mail. Yeah. Try $200 worth of rum on the airlines. You know, I mean, it's just.
We ain't dumb.
I think I got.
We may drink rum, but we ain't dumb.
I got rid of it.
You got rid of it.
I don't know how.
You got the spy out of the eye.
But we really should play.
All right, let's play it.
Our new thing.
It's good. Let's do it. We need the disclaimer anyway.
Right.
So we're starting at the top, guys. I know you're looking at it. 6:20 or 6:18, I guess. Just pretend that it's about 2 minutes after 7, and we're starting all over again.
We're back in.
We'll use some Trump adjectives. Terrific. Fantastic. Super. Wonderful. Powerful.
Immune. Here we go.
We wish to express our extreme displeasure. Just goes to prove that you are the leading asshole in the state.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Time once again for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
It's been quite a year. Stay-at-home orders, you gotta wear a mask, events canceled, and Halloween is just around the corner. If you're worried about your favorite spooky holiday not happening this year, listen to this. David Ernest, Montgomery's most famous asset preservationist, presents a social distancing Halloween. Saturday, October 31st, from 1 until 3, David Ernest and the crew from the Health and Wealth Show will be in Cuco's parking lot. We'll have a special lane set up for you to drive through, and Halloween treats will be delivered to your car while we practice social distancing. Just listen to News Talk 93.1 FM weeknights from 6 until 7 for more details. Or call 279-7431. Saturday, October 31st, Halloween at Cuco's parking lot. From 1 till 3, wear your PPE and it's absolutely free. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC. Now, with breaking news from the Health and Wealth News Desk, here's Ace Reporter. That would be me. I'm here in the news center, and we have a special guest to talk about the alleged spying on the Donald Trump campaign and perhaps even on the people of America. My guest is Nancy Pelosi. Hey, Madam Speaker, slow down there.
Don't mess with me.
Not on a bet. Now, tell me, what's this about the spying on Donald Trump?
You know what? Forget about him.
Well, it's kind of hard to forget about him since he's who we're talking about. Now, was there some spying going on the Trump campaign?
It was a setup.
So there was some spying going on. So why are you guys doing all the spying?
I say to the candidates, do whatever you have to do. We must win this.
So you're cheating so that the Democrats will win the election.
I said that's what I'm going to answer. That's all I'm going to answer.
Again, Madam Speaker, you better slow down on that. You're drinking a little too much.
Don't mess with me.
Okay, if you don't want to talk about spying, let's talk about the election. What do you think about Joe Biden?
So completely inappropriate in so many ways.
Okay, anything else?
Beyond stupid.
Well, okay. Before we go, any final thoughts?
This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States. And as a Catholic, I resent our kids.
Okay. Well, thank you, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Carl, could you come in here and help me with the Speaker of the House?
All right, Dan.
I see you've got 911 on the phone.
You might want to send an ambulance or a herd.
Super secret studio where things are safe, we think, but everywhere else, you know, someone could be watching. David Ernest presents the Health and Wealth Show, where you can have a few laughs and get some good information about your money. Now, here's a guy who's keeping his eye on your money, but he's not staring. It's David Ernest.
And there we are.
Here we're back. You know,
all caught up, man.
The evil eye, the stooping, roaming eye of the liberals is out there.
You know, I think they were trying to jeopardize us a little earlier with that thing stuck in there. You know, I don't know. I looked in the computer to see if... You know, that Greg's a jokester now. I thought he might have left something open in there just messing with us.
Nah.
But I looked. There's nothing in there.
I'm telling you.
And they lie, so they spy.
Well, I restarted the computer.
Oh.
And it must have foiled their attempt because
Joe.
He's out running for Senate. Bless his heart.
Crazy
Nancy. Too bad we don't have a reset button for some of these people.
I know. Donald Trump said Crazy Nancy is the one who should be under observation. They don't call her crazy for nothing. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, well, she says she doesn't drink. Do you believe that anyone could stumble over words like that and not drink? Either she's like an idiot or something's wrong with her, or she drinks a lot.
Or all of the above.
Could be.
I don't know. My dad's 84. But she's 80. She's 80.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it ain't firing on all cylinders. And that much pressure on somebody.
And you're drinking.
And you're so eat up with hate, too.
I mean, there's only so much alcohol your liver can metabolize. Mm-hmm.
And there's only so much hate you can metabolize.
She may be one of them.
She hates. She has a burning hatred for Trump.
That might be all.
I mean, you saw her tear up all those notes at the State of the Union.
I know. Yeah.
She might be one of them walking dead. They just got
her neck's always covered up. Uh-huh. I don't know, man. She might
be an alien.
She could be.
Well, she's definitely not normal. That's for sure.
No, she's not.
But so they spy on us. You know, it's too bad we don't have Terry Adams in here tonight. This would be perfect. They have proven, from what I'm hearing, they have proven that the Russian probe or the Russian event was a bunch of lies.
It's just made up.
Just made up. And Trump wants to put it out there, declassify everything. And, of course, there is resistance from internally to keep that from happening. So why is the stock market going up? I think, personally, I think the market knows things we don't know. You know,
I think you're right.
It moves on emotion, and Biden keeps on blundering along, and that's not something that helps him. You know, I mean, would you really get emotional about someone who can't even speak straight or someone who acts drunk all the time?
And I don't know if you heard, Greg plays the Hodge twins. Have you looked them up yet?
Mm-mm.
You need to check out the Hodge twins.
You'd like those.
And see, because they're twin brothers, they're comedians.
Mm-hmm.
They're black, they're African American, and they're very, very conservative. They've actually had people cancel shows because they're so conservative that they feel like people won't come see.
Well, you know, and they shoot straight.
They don't. And they were
don't
talking
make light of both sides of the fence.
They were talking about the debate a while ago.
Yeah,
and that Pence just mopped the floor with both of them.
Oh, look, I think he won that debate, hands down.
The only thing people were even talking about was the fly.
Oh,
and I'm going, if that's all you can, I mean, are you freaking
kidding?
Well,
they don't have anything else negative
they can
say.
Speaking of the fly.
He fact-checked her in real time.
The fly.
Yeah.
What's the, Gail? What's Oprah's girlfriend's name? Gail?
Yeah, Gail something.
She's on one of those morning
shows.
The
View or something.
She said that he was over there talking, and that fly landed on his head and said it was obviously a fly of color.
What?
That is horrible.
Meaning that this fly must have been African American.
What?
See,
that doesn't even make any sense.
You shouldn't go there. That's a shame.
I mean,
you shouldn't do this.
Well, now, I'm going to be ugly now, but you know when a Caucasian fly flies in, sounds like this. When the fly of color flies in, it goes. So I'm going to hell.
That's a pretty cool sound.
I don't know.
But that's just.
But the thing is, we all, whether we're liberal or conservative, doesn't matter what our race is, this has to do about our conservation.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping our retirements, keeping taxes away from the government, keeping our money from going down the drain, keeping them from spying on us. Look, they don't care what color you are. They want your money. Let me just tell you. They want it. They want your money if you're Latino. They want your money if you're African. They want your money if you're Caucasian. They want your money no matter where you come from. They don't care about you.
Right.
They want power. And your money. They want the sweat equity that you have put in most of your life.
Somebody said the other day, well, if they're not going to raise taxes, excuse me, on anybody that makes under $400,000 a year, I'm okay. Well, I was explaining it to them. I said, well, just suppose you don't make over $400,000 a year, but somebody does that you know, and this person happens to own a bunch of apartment buildings, and you might live in one of them apartments. Well, this guy gets hit with this big tax bill. How do you think he's going to pay for it?
Or maybe they're your employer.
It's called pass through.
Right.
Exactly. They're going to raise your
economics 101. Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that they don't, they use the trickery of words, and you can talk to your CPA or your accountant about it. They haven't come out and said what this $400,000 is. They haven't come out and said that the $400,000 would only be on the ordinary income of $400,000. They haven't come out and said what they would do with your capital gains. From what I heard Biden say, is any kind of capital gains was going to be taxed extremely high. Uh-huh. Instead of it to 23%, it's going to be more like 37-39%. That's what I heard.
That's going to really
encourage market
growth.
How do you distinguish someone that's making $400,000 when capital gains rates have two rates, long-term, short-term? It doesn't matter how much money you made unless they change probably 1,000 pages or something of the IRS code. But most people don't know that. I know that most accountants know it. I know that most CPAs know this. They know that's just politics. That's just political talk. When they say we're not going to raise taxes on anybody who makes $400,000, they're talking about ordinary income tax. They're not talking about capital gains tax. And let me tell you something else. Your IRAs, your 401ks, those mm-hmm. are all deferred from income taxes anyway. So what they're trying to do is find a way, if you bought any stocks or any mutual funds or any real estate or anything like that, they can clobber it and then say, well, we didn't raise your taxes. Look at this.
And they
it's
would
a
be,
bunch of lying, uh-huh. okay? It's
and,
lies.
Speaking of taxes, has the thing come up for the vote yet for the city tax? Is that tomorrow or, you know, where they want to raise the tax? It's just like a meal or something or 2 meals or something for school.
There was a tax. There was a vote of some kind today. I didn't get to vote.
Okay, because
I saw someone that came up and said I voted today. I was so busy, I didn't even ask mm-hmm. what the vote was. I don't know what it was.
Because I've noticed that a lot of the folks that were involved with that, there was some chicanery, as they say, going on, mm-hmm. because yeah. people were taking a bunch of money. One guy got like $300,000. Mm. So what they've decided to do is to get people on the board, but have them go work at other companies and embezzle from them and bring it back to the school board.
Well, look, the schools are in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
We've got all kinds of problems. Montgomery school system is in trouble. A lot of school systems are in trouble. COVID is causing all kinds of problems. The taxes are down. They're not collecting enough.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's going to pay for all of that? Look out property tax. Uh-huh. Look out your millage going up. It's going to be horrible, guys. We're going to get bit in the end. And Biden is not going to save you. Trump's not going to save you from that. The truth is, if the schools are in trouble, they're going to come after you. But Biden's already said, we're coming after you. I think those were the exact words. We're coming after your money. We're coming after your tax dollars. We're going to raise taxes, he said. And when the vice presidents were doing their debate, Pence brought this up and she tried to say, Ms. Harris said, hey, that's not what he said. It was exactly what was said.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to raise your taxes. They came out and said it. Either you're a liar or you're not. Which one's true? You're saying no now. You said yes yesterday. You can't trust them. The fact is, liberals need money to operate because they buy votes. They buy votes by taxing and redistribution of wealth. And if you're working very hard and you want to keep your wealth from being redistributed to someone else, don't vote liberal. Vote conservative. To conserve means to keep what you have.
And you need to call David Ernest at 279-7431. Call him today. Call him later this evening. Call him in the morning. But call him because he can help you navigate these strange and weird times we're living in, because it's going to come right down to keeping your retirement, keeping your money that you've saved, worked for all your life. He can help you do it. 279-7431. That's 279-7431. You might talk to Too Tall Matthew. You might talk to Princess Leah. You might talk to David. Does Joe hang over there with y'all a
yeah,
lot?
He
Joe might right. pick up the phone.
He
you might. Never know. And Joe,
you never know.
Joe.
It's not the Joe, it's no, a good Joe.
Joe's
it's a good Joe.
He's a big karaoke star.
Yeah, he's a Johnny Cash guy, you know.
Get out of here. Oh, I got to get him in.
He sounds just like Johnny Cash.
We got to get him in here singing Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh, he can do it. He can do it.
But call David Ernest today, 279-7431. Get your request in for Joe when he goes to karaoke.
Yeah, maybe we can get him to do something on Halloween night to get him to come over there. But, you know, you're talking about...
the Joe in black. You know.
Talking about, you know, redistribution of wealth and all these things we're talking about. It's really troubling that people fall for the fact that the taxes will not be raised after they've said that they will be raised. It's really troubling to me for them to think that they're not going to take money away from all the people who've made their money. In other words, there's nothing wrong with taxes. We have to have them. But to increase them or to tell you you're going to have something that you're not going to have in the end is a horrible thing. So that's what we're all about. We're asset preservationists. We're about saving.
That's right.
What you have earned.
Protecting it.
So it won't go away. And there's all kinds of things, Matthew, that can make it go away. What's one of the biggest things that can happen that if you put it in there, it could fall like a rock just before you retire? What's one of the big things?
The stock market.
The stock market. Another thing is when they change parties and they get another party gets in control, what can they do?
Tax you through the roof, man.
Tax it through the roof. That's why you've got to have tax-free and tax-deferred programs that keep that from happening so we can kick the can down the road like they do and take the money out when it's your time, the time that's good for you, not right. The time that's good for them.
We sit down, we develop a strategy, we get a plan. I mean, you can sleep well at night, you know?
That's right. Taxes is something that can... I had someone come in today, a real good friend of mine. He's real concerned about how much would be available out of this annuity, which was 20%. He could draw out 20% without a penalty. And I said to him, what are you concerned about? He said, well, I might have to get a hold of $100,000 over here. I said, in your income, if you get a hold of $100,000, especially if Joe Biden's in there, about half of it's going to go away immediately.
You just bumped your tax bracket.
So don't think about the 3 or 4% or 2% if you go over 20% that you might have to pay. It's that 50% that the government's going to say, that's the rip, guys. So when you kick the can down the road and you tax defer, you tax free things, you can wiggle out from under that impact. People say, well, you know, I want to pay taxes as I go. Are you so sure you want to pay taxes as you go? I don't know about that one. That doesn't always work. You're going to have to pay taxes as you go on earned income, but you don't have to pay taxes as you go on a lot of unearned income and tax-deferred and tax-free income. You don't have to pay taxes ever on tax-free. You know, people say, well, you know, death and taxes, there's guaranteed. Well, death is guaranteed. Taxes, not always. Think about this. You can go to Florida. They have no state taxes, right?
Right.
Okay, that's a choice. Mm-hmm. We live in Alabama.
Now, we lived in Spokane, Washington. And we were up there, and they didn't have any, I think it was state tax. They didn't have tax on groceries, which is cool.
Yeah.
But come time to get the car tags.
They rip you.
I was talking to somebody, said, you got your car tags yet? I said, nah, I don't know if I'm going to swap it over from Alabama or not. And I think I did the first time for some reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, their car tags were over $900.
Wow.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You got to get it from somewhere. But
yeah. There's no such thing
from you somewhere.
You know, there might not be a tax on groceries, but, I mean, cigarettes and gas.
Alcohol.
Your situation, you can control your situation if you know which way to go. You can control. You need to control. You don't need them to control you. They're trying to control us. We need to control them. We need to be able to say when we're ready to pay taxes and defer them or make them tax-free. We also want to conserve. In other words, keep what we've got. We don't want to lose stuff in the stock market. You know, how close are we to the election now, Rusty? How many days away
are we? It's November the 4th, isn't it?
It's November the 3rd. That city tax is on that balance. So, what's today? The 12th? So, yeah. We're about, what? 20 days?
It's close.
Okay. So, anyway, who knows what's going to happen? We don't know who's going to win. So, The stock market's going up right now. I think it thinks that Trump's going to win. That's what I think. There's probably some internal things that we don't know about going on. Things change. There's a lot of institutional programs.
We're 22 days out.
That kicks around.
I was close.
Yeah. You were very close.
But, you know, we're under attack right now, guys. We are really under attack. Our economy, our way of life, they're trying to bully us. You've got outsiders, and I call them outsiders. I got friends that live in California, and I got friends that live in the Northeast. But I don't want them to tell me how to live my life in Alabama. I don't think that we need to go to a vote where, you know, the majority wins no matter where they are. Mm-hmm. To me, that's insane. You know, okay, so 2%, 3%, whatever it was, Hillary didn't get the majority of votes. What Trump did get, though, was the majority of spreading out votes. In other words, the vicinities, the territories, the regional areas. In other words, it's important that each region of the United States has power over their own destiny. We don't want to be ruled by one class of people. You know, I don't think that the people in Seattle know what I do, nor do they care. Mm-hmm. Why would their vote override mine? Doesn't make any sense. And the same way with taxes. Why would it be good to pay taxes as you go when sometimes you're going to get hit right between the eyes if someone gets in there and raises them up like the liberals in Europe, 60, 70%, 80%? Mm-hmm. Do you really want to get in that situation?
No, that's crazy.
So kicking the can down the road. Look, the government kicks the can down the road about the deficit, don't they? Why do they do that? Because they can.
Exactly.
Because it's smart. They can continue to say we won't raise taxes, but then now they're saying, well, you know what? We've had enough of it. We're going to raise taxes, and we're going to bring in the Green Deal, and we're going to kill oil, and we're going to stop fracking, and we're going to do all these things. What do you think that's going to do?
Are they
going to
stop cows from farting?
You know, that'd be a tough job.
Because, honestly, that lets out more methane gas and does more. It increases the carbon dioxide.
And who do you give the ticket to? I guess the farmer, I guess.
Well, you know, they're talking about less cows. I did a good analogy there. There's some liberals who are saying, let's eat off of the land. Let's quit eating, steaks and stuff like that. Personally, I've got to have my red meat, guys. I don't care. I mean, you can have whatever you want. You can eat fish. You can eat vegetables. You can be a vegetarian and live those extra 3 years. Mm-hmm. That's fine with me. I don't care. You got the choice. But don't you vote over in Seattle, Washington, or over in California and tell me I can't eat cows just because they're out in the pasture passing a little methane, okay? I mean, if I want to eat it, I should be able to have it.
You know.
And don't tell me I got to pay extra taxes. Let me be able to put it in a product that I want to put it in. And Elizabeth Warren, you can go jump in the lake when you take these products away. And you want to fix it where everybody's the same. You want to fix it where everybody's the same. They're going to charge everybody 2% a year or whatever it is to invest their money. That is not right. We need freedom of choices, freedom enterprise. And that's what we're all about here at Earnest Financial, is giving you what you want. What you need, not what some politician says you need.
279-7431.
Speaking of, it's National Indigenous Day, Indigenous People Day. Speaking of Elizabeth Warren.
Used to be Columbus Day.
Right.
She only gets to celebrate 127th, 150th or something. She doesn't get to celebrate all day.
Yeah.
But you know that job with the cows? I've read the job description. What you have to do is they send a guy out there. This is like one of them intern jobs. Yeah. And he has to stand around behind a cow with a lighted match. And then, you know, when the cow, he has to report him, and, you know, I guess they can get them all an ear tag, and you have to, you know, and if it's too much, you know, on that number, you have to send the cow over the moon or something. I don't know.
Well, you know.
I mean, they got 12 stomachs. Come on, they're going to fart, you know. It's just going to happen.
Into each other? Never mind. I'm
anyway,
sorry.
Okay.
Listen. Cows are very social animals.
Mm-hmm.
They're very social animals. They're...
Hello, bossy.
I mean, if you see them out there, they socialize a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They need out there roaming in the pasture, eating the grass and socializing. It makes for better food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the high end of the food chain. To force us into eating food out of a polluted ocean, you know, or a polluted pond, you know, the red meat's good. It's good if you want it. you can eat anything you want, but mm-hmm. don't tell me I can't eat meat. Don't tell me I got to do this.
To force us to do anything.
We're Southerners, okay? We don't like Yankees telling us what to do and them there Eastern, Westerners. No, we still got our six shooters.
Somebody told me one time Jesus was a vegetarian. I said, now, how do you know that? Where did that come from? Where is that in the Bible? We know he ate fish. He said, well, he ate fish and chicken. I said, well, that he wasn't a vegetarian then. And the reason they didn't eat much red meat is they didn't have any.
Yeah.
They had cows and stuff, but they got milk from them. And that was like wealth. You didn't eat your wealth.
Right. No. And fish are good to eat. I mean, but what I'm saying is freedom of choice. If you want to pay less taxes and we want to defer those taxes or make them tax-free on your retirement account and mm-hmm. kick it down the road, you should have the choice. If you want to get a program that has a 10 or 15% bonus added to it and a capability of making, 50, 60, 70, 80% or maybe even more than the stock market if in a good year, you have the choice. If you want to protect your assets so they won't go away if there's a changeover and the Liberal Party wins, you have that choice. Uh-huh. Beware. If they do get in, we're going to have a major, major revamp. It's coming. I've been reading about it. They want to stop the availability of these products, guys. These products that we have, they're going to take them away, a bunch of them. There'll still be a few left over. Elizabeth Warren and her crew, and she's lined up with AOC. She's lined up with the liberals like Biden. They're coming out, and they said, we're going to turn loose the DOL on the SEC, and the DOL is going to try to eat this Securities Exchange Commission. That's not right. The Securities Exchange Commission and the Department of Alabama and all these other states, they know more than the DOL, in my opinion, about how to regulate. The insurance departments know more. Don't turn loose an old Biden dog called the Department of Labor that don't know anything about investing money, guys. They don't know anything, and they want to readjust this so it'll be more fair and make everybody look the same. Wasn't there a movie about everybody looking the same?
There was a Twilight Zone episode where the guy wished everybody looked just, but they all looked like him. Men, women, everything.
Yeah.
And after a while, he really got tired of it, and he got it changed back. But, that would not be much fun at all if we all looked alike. And if we all looked alike, who would we look like?
Would it be
somebody ugly? Or
just imagine by proclamation, mm-hmm. the government said you all must follow the rules of the Pope. Now, if you want to follow the rules of the Pope, fine. But all you're a Baptist or you're a Methodist or you're a Presbyterian or whatever you may be, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden now you've got to go through the Pope. The Securities Department don't need to go through the Department of Labor, mm-hmm. okay? They are not the Pope. They are the Department of Labor. Why did Obama turn them loose on the Securities and Exchange Commission and everybody else and try to tear everything up? Because he couldn't get the others to do what he wanted to do. And then here came Trump, and he turned it all upside down when he came in. Lo and behold, they are pulling their hair out. They don't want the Securities Exchange Commission to have the power. They don't want the insurance departments to have the power. They want the DOL to get in there and talk about how they're going to help them do the things that Obama wanted them to do, just like the insurance, the medical insurance. Let me tell you, if they get in there, guys, our products are going to be limited. We're going to be limited. We're going to be gagged. We're not going to be able to talk about things. We're going to be shifting towards socialism and communism, guys. Get real. Vote the way your heart tells you to vote. And get in the right products and the right retirement accounts before they take them away, guys. I can see it coming. They tried to do it with Elizabeth Warren. They'll try it again. If Biden gets in there, it's going to be a heyday. They are going to tear up everything, regulate the living daylights out of everything. Regulation will kill the economy. We're going to go down if they get in there, not up. Now, I
wish he could debate Joe Biden. And Kamala Harris, all at once.
and then, when they...
And Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, he'd take one of them brick bats and just go over there and start...
knocking him on the head. And we could glue some flies to his head because his hair is white.
Yeah.
Or put some honey in his hair, and the flies will land on it.
A little bit worked up. But the thing
maybe it's those, what did I tell you? Those flies of color. And one of the Hodge,
I don't.
One of the Hodge twins says, "Hell, all them flies is black. You see a white one, run from it. It's probably poison."
I've never seen an albino fly.
I have not. That freaked me out bad. Yeah, I saw an albino squirrel one time, and he like froze on the tree, you know, like he was hiding. And the other squirrel ran by, and said, "They can see you, man. Just come on."
I'll tell you what, I got a lot of black friends. I love them to death, and I think it's a shame that the liberals try to use them to get what they want. I think it's a shame they try to use race to get what they want.
They try to keep us divided. We are all Americans. We're
Absolutely.
All paying taxes. We're all working. We all want the best things for our family. We all want the same things.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's just like trying to get the the Department of Labor and the Securities
eyes.
Exchange divided. And the Supreme Court divided. Now they want to stack the Supreme Court, as they call it.
Pack the court.
You know,
change the rules so you
change
can
change the rules so they fit the way they want.
Right.
I mean, what's wrong with being traditional? What's wrong with keeping services open to people? If you want to go over and do what the DOL wants you to do, you should be able to do it. If you want to use a certain kind of program, you should be able to do it. Don't regulate and suffocate. Regulate and suffocate. Do you, you know, if you remember those, what are those, on those cars, those things that keep them from running good, the catalytic converter. You know, when they first came in there, you know, it suffocated the car. It couldn't even hardly move.
And Lord help you if one of them just tears up in the middle because it just turns into a big old powder and it blocks up your exhaust.
I mean, it sounded like it was running on half power because it was suffocating. It's like you're trying to breathe through a marathon and you can't hardly breathe. You know, people say, what can't you, I can't breathe. Do you have a hard time breathing through some of them masks? I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, no wonder a virus can't get through there. Nobody can get through there. Now, you can't get air through there, you know. But to make the economy suffocate, that is not going to work. It's going to cause a huge upheaval. What happened before when Obama was in there and it almost destroyed the economy. The day Trump got in office was the day the stock market took off. The day he got in there, everything boomed.
Well, you heard what Michelle Obama said.
What's that?
That all that was because of Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And it just didn't get together
now,
and come together.
What type of fool believes this? Do they think that people are that stupid?
I don't know, but they believe it.
I mean, I don't get it.
I mean, people knew that Trump meant business. I don't know how many people can remember back to the Iranian crisis when Reagan came in.
Mm-hmm.
And the day Jimmy Carter left, they released the hostages.
Just right in his face.
Because they knew they were going to kick, you know what, if they didn't.
Uh-huh.
And you know, Trump says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to deregulate. And the day he was elected, the economy went off like a rocket because they knew he was going to deregulate. Regulation will kill us, man.
Mm-hmm.
Too much regulation will kill you. It will literally destroy you. And we don't need it.
Not to be confused with regularity.
Yeah,
now, we need that. We need that, but not regulation.
We need regulation on the regularity.
We just need regularity. I mean,
yeah. So anyway, tax deferral, tax free, freedom of choice, deregulation.
I mean, there's enough regulation. Overregulation is just we've seen what it does.
And let the experts do their job. Let the Securities Exchange Department do its job. Let the Insurance Department do its job. Get the heck out of the way, Department of Labor. You're in the way just because Obama put you in there. The same reason why the Obamacare got put. I heard somebody talking a little earlier on the radio about their insurance cost $2,000 a month through Obamacare, and they had a $12,000 deductible.
I know.
What kind of insurance is that?
Matthew,
we can buy insurance on a ministry plan on anybody that would cost like $300 or $400 a month, maybe, and the deductible might be, you know, $100 or $300. But no, it don't have maternity on it. Okay. No, it don't have certain things on it. is carved out. Why on earth would you want to pay?
Well, why would you want to be paying for maternity when you're done having kids?
You got, I mean, you got Google delivered at home.
I mean, look, it's you need to be able to carve out what you need, just like retirement money. Carve out what you need. You don't need to be able to have a program that takes care of everybody else. It needs to take care of you.
Exactly.
Take care of you.
Call the emu.
Take care of you, not the emu.
You can't have your pudding if you don't
eat it. And, you know, I am a mule. I feel like a mule sometimes. I'm going to carry a lot of load for a long time. But you know what? I enjoy it. I really like climbing those mountains of regulation. And let's make things work.
Every mountain.
I'm sorry. I just got inspired there.
You don't
for a
look
minute.
Like it.
Like what? Like who was that guy?
No, the what's for the lady that
there was a woman who sang it, but there was the guy did it too.
Oh, that's right.
But that's, I don't know if it was one of the band Traps or not, but we got a couple of minutes before we go. I'm going to play something tonight in honor of Joe.
Okay.
You made me think about Joe. Yeah. But so y'all want to wrap this thing up?
I'm going to let Matthew do the wrap up tonight.
Sounds good to me.
Well, I'll wrap it up. I'll keep it short and sweet. Guys, you know what we're about, and you know how you can reach us, 279-7431. Please call us. We will call you right back. We will get back with you. You won't be put on hold. You won't be talking to a robot. You won't be talking to somebody out of state. You'll be talking to us. You can visit us on the web at retirewithearnest.com. You can visit us on Facebook, Instagram. Please get in touch with us.
Send up a flare.
Yeah, shoot a flare.
Run something up the flagpole. Yeah.
Morse code.
Yeah, because I know the stock market went up today, but tomorrow it could fall greatly.
You never know.
You never know.
And we'll be back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And every night this week through Thursday, we're live. And then Friday night, we have a special best of program that we play. We're on Saturdays at 8:30 in the morning, and then we're on Sundays at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that 1:30, right?
Maybe 1:30.
1 or 1:30, somewhere in there. Just listen
seven
to you.
7 days a week.
You listen to you hear us, and don't forget we've got big Halloween doings coming up. We'll be talking about that,
and that's going to be a TV show.
Yes, it
so
is.
So if you come through, you may be on TV, so you'll be able to say, "Hey, Mom, I'm on TV."
There you go. Now we were talking about Joe and Johnny Cash. I found this song on YouTube the other day. I've never heard it before. You know, Johnny Cash was known as the Man in Black.
Yep.
This is the Chicken in Black.
Oh, no.
From Johnny Cash. Thanks for tuning in to the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Head hurt bad, so the doctor checked me and he shook his head. He said, "I'm sorry to tell you, but your body's outlived your brain." He said, "I know this doctor in New York, son, and he'll fix you right up with a brand new one." So the head doctor met me when I stepped down off of the train. He said, "We had this bank robber killed last night. His body's shot, but his brain's all right. I'll give you a transplant, boy, and you'll be okay." I got my new brain in and I was feeling great. I went right back to Nashville with no headache, but something strange happened when I walked in the bank one day. I said, "Stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door." A lady said, "Why, you're Johnny Cash." I said, "No, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York." Now the other night, Roy Acuff called me. He said, "John, I'd like for you to do the Opry." So I went out on the stage, but I couldn't sing. I got into half a verse of "I Walked the Line," and something snapped in this head of mine. I yelled, "Stick 'em up, give me your money, your watches and rings." Well, I called New York and talked to that brain quack. I said, "Doc, I've got to have my old brain back." He said, "I'm sorry there, Mr. Cash, but I can't do that." He said, "I put your brain in a chicken last Monday. He's singing your songs and making lots of money. And I got him signed to a 10-year recording contract. Now, friends, if you see me walking down the street, remember what you see ain't necessarily me. And if